Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Donkey of the day for Thursday, September 10th, goes to Donald Trump Jr. Now, the son of Satan was on Extra with ex-Bachelorette star Rachel Lindsay, who asked why his father still hasn't condemned Kyle Rittenhouse's actions. Kyle Rittenhouse is the 17-year-old young man who shot and killed two protesters with an AR-15 in Kenosha, Wisconsin on August 25th. Now, Kyle Rittenhouse is white, like sitting around discussing Adam Sandler movie career, you know, white, like blasting a Jesse McCartney song while driving white, like uses spirit fingers white. But then he's also dangerously white, like Department of Homeland Security, white supremacists present the gravest terror threat to the United States white. And he proved that in Kenosha when he decided to show America that he is indeed a member of Vanilla ISIS. Now, when Rachel Lindsay asked Donald Trump Jr., why hasn't his father, the president of the United States of America, you might know him, celebrity in chief, Dote 45, Donald J. Trump. Gosh, I hope you are in the last days of me saying that. But when asked why he hasn't condemned Kyle Rittenhouse, Donald Trump Jr. said this.
With Kyle Rittenhouse coming across state lines and murdering two people and injuring another.
We're waiting for due process. We're not jumping to a conclusion. If I put myself in Kyle Rittenhouse, maybe I shouldn't have been there. He's a young kid. I don't want 17-year-olds running around the street with AR-15s. Maybe I wouldn't have put myself in that situation. Who knows? But we all do stupid things at 17. But again, I think we have
to... beyond stupid.
Really stupid. Fine. But we all have to let that process play out and let due process take its course.
Let me tell you something. It's levels to stupid. Okay? Don Jr. is right when he says we all did stupid things at 17. Hell, my first criminal charge at about 17 was assault and battery with intent to kill, pointing and presenting a firearm because I was sitting in the back seat while one of my homeboys shot at someone out the window. Okay, we all got charged because, you know, that whole no snitching nonsense. But I understand the sentiment of doing stupid things at 17. But then something just clicked in my brain just now that says, no, it's a difference between doing something stupid and doing something criminal. Yes, they can both be synonymous, but what Kyle Rittenhouse did was criminal. What I got in trouble for at 17 was criminal. But Don Jr. made it seem like Kyle Rittenhouse was just participating in some nice rural fun where him and his buddies got drunk and did a little car surfing down a dirt road. You've seen white boys car surf. That's when one person would get on the top of the car and hold on for dear life while someone else drives down the road trying to fishtail them off. That's stupid. Maybe somewhat criminal, but that's stupid. That's the kind of stupid stuff that young kids do. Donald Trump Jr. makes it seem like Kyle Rittenhouse was just out cow tipping with friends. Okay, don't act like you don't know what cow tipping is. Cow tipping is when people sneak up on any sleeping cow when they are standing up and push it over for entertainment. Okay, now that is stupid. Peter would think it's criminal, but it's stupid. Okay, and the problem I have with this whole situation with Donald Trump Jr. is when a black person gets shot by a police officer or a member of Vanilla ISIS, they don't get the same grace that Donald Trump Jr. is giving Kyle Rittenhouse. In fact, the first thing that happens is they pull up that person's criminal record. And whatever he or she has done in their past, regardless of the age, gets demonized and used as a reason as to why that person should have been killed or shot by the police. How come Don Jr. can say in regards to Kyle Rittenhouse, we are waiting for due process, and they don't want to jump to any conclusions? But when it comes to BLM, our protesters protesting against police brutality, our black victims of police shootings, that's exactly what they do. Okay, jump to conclusions and don't give a damn about due process. I tell y'all all the time, you humans better start giving folks the grace you want God to give you. And moments like this are a reminder that you have the capabilities to, but you choose not to. I wonder why. Well, I'll take because Kyle Rittenhouse is white for 200, Alex. Don Jr., what you are doing, what you said, is dangerous, because killing two protesters with an AR-15 is not a, oh, he's just a kid moment, or, oh, boys will be boys, or, oh, we all did stupid things when we were young. No, it can't be that, because when you have that attitude, you just encourage more kids to do stupid, silly, or should we say dangerous, violent, Vanilla ISIS, white supremacist things. Let's call it what it is. Condemn it all or don't condemn nothing. You speak on liberal privilege. A book I actually plan to read, by the way. You speak on liberal privilege, Don Jr., but you are showing why white privilege is truly the only privilege that matters to you. Please let Kathy Griffin give Donald Trump Jr. the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.